USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A joint session of Congress had continued the counting of the Electoral College vote. Both the House and Senate returned to the Capitol Wednesday night, hours after a crowd of protesters stormed the building earlier in the day. Debates were held in both chambers over their objection to Arizona's electoral votes, but that objection was voted down by both houses. Another objection was later raised over Pennsylvania's votes by Representative Scott Perry and Senator Josh Hawley. The Senate has returned to their chambers, and debate over the objection has begun in both houses. D.C. Metropolitan Police say four people died during the breach at the Capitol. One woman who was shot by Capitol Police inside the building died of her injuries, along with three others who died of medical emergencies in the area. Police officials say they've arrested at least 52 people, most of those related to curfew violations. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has declared a state of emergency in the district for the next 15 days. That allows her to call a curfew through at least Inauguration Day. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
The Health and Human Services Secretary is pushing states to pick up the speed of their vaccination programs. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Trump administration says they have delivered 20 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine to all 50 states and U.S. territories. Speaking with reporters, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is urging states to move as quickly as possible rather than leave vaccines sitting in freezers.
We've been examining the challenges that might have slowed the ramp-up of administrations over the last several weeks. We're taking immediate action, and we're laying out ways for states to speed up administration even more.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Georgia Senate race between incumbent Republican Senator David Perdue and Democratic challenger John Ossoff has been called for Ossoff, with all precincts reporting Ossoff held about a 33,000-vote lead over Perdue. The win essentially gives Democrats control of the Senate. Both parties hold 50 seats, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris holding the tying vote. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Many questions about the security in and around the U.S. Capitol are being raised after the crowd of protesters were able to storm the building. The former chief of Capitol Police says we need to figure out what went wrong. Terrence Gaynor tells CNBC that whatever plans Capitol Police had for crowd control Wednesday failed, and officers moved to their duty of protecting members of Congress and their staff.
I suspect that they had a plan, and they probably wanted to do more security around the campus, put up maybe fences like we would have done on inauguration. I don't know what approval or pushback they got on that, but I do know that there was a problem. We lost the steps. We lost the upper levels of the Capitol, which permitted these the mob to get into the building, and that's a failure. But I will say this, Jeff, I think you have to remember that the primary responsibility of the officers inside of the Capitol is to protect the members and the staff in the process. And they at least took very good care of the members and the staff, even if it was frightening for them.
Two more federal departments say they've been affected by an ongoing cyber attack that law enforcement says are the work of Russian hackers. The Justice Department and the federal court system were hit, although the amount of damage done is unclear. The Justice Department says that a number of email accounts were accessed, but it doesn't believe any classified systems were affected. The court system says its case management system was apparently breached. Investigators are still working to find the extent of that compromise as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.